Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green?
Let me know.
The vaping scare continues to trend after six people have died and dozens of others have become sick with serious lung issues associated with vaping. So yesterday, the Trump administration say that they are now going to ban flavored e-cigarettes. The FDA is finalizing these guidelines to ban all flavored e-cigarettes within the next 30 days. So the makers may be able to bring these flavors back to the market, but they have to submit an application and get approval from the FDA. So U.S. health officials are calling underage vaping an epidemic. They're saying, you know, Juul is one of those companies that's taking heat for targeting children with sweet flavors like mango and, you know, fruit flavors. So I think they want to rework this. It was one of those things that became incredibly popular very, very fast. Now they're saying, wait a minute, let's pull it back, learn a little bit more, decide what parts of it are safe, what parts of it are not safe.
You know, the thing about vaping that's always like confused me, it's so new.
Mm-hmm.
It's like for everyone to be taking in this stuff into their body all the time, some people all day, every day, it's just so new. We don't know much enough about it
yet. No, and they didn't know how to legislate it when it first came in, especially in the United States. So, and the other thing is you could go buy it at the store and you don't have to be of a certain age to buy it.
Yeah.
So that, it's just run amok.
And I think because, you know, everyone knows about the issues around smoking, they thought, hey, this is a safer alternative. That's a good thing.
How do you know?
Right? But then now we know. So this is...
Caitlin, I want to say something else, too. Those cartridges, those vaping things, people are now taking them on the black market. And they're putting more stuff in it that people don't know about, Jamar.
Yeah.
And they're putting bad stuff in it, and the kids are buying it because they're doing that fake packaging.
Yeah.
That's what's killing a lot of kids.
And, exactly. This is all part of the conversation
right.
now that it's brand new, and so we have to kind of learn as we go. So this part of, you know, the trending story is good news. Better safe than sorry. Let's reevaluate and see how best to move forward. Here's the other thing that happened, though.
Uh-oh.
So during the press conference to announce that we are going to have a temporary ban on e-cigarettes in the U.S., Donald Trump was talking about how he came to this conclusion. And sitting next to him is his wife, Melania. And he said that she had a very important role to play in talking about these dangers with him. And then he referenced their son as her son.
And that's how the First Lady got involved. She's got a son together that is a beautiful young man, and she feels very, very strongly about it. Mm-hmm. She's seen it. We're both reading it. A lot of people are reading it. But people are dying with vaping.
She's got a son together.
A very beautiful boy.
He meant to say, we've got a son together. But he just can't get it right, can he?
So now it's this big, huge, trending moment where everyone's like, I saw Trevor Noah was talking about it, and he said, oh, at least Darth Vader claimed his own son.
Yes.
So I don't know.
That was at the end of the movie, though.
Yeah, it was. So, but maybe we're not quite at the end of the movie yet.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. Good for a laugh, though.
So it looks like Bianca Andreescu finally got what she wanted. Not just the Grand Slam title, but acknowledgement from the champagne poppy himself. Now, you know, people like Shania Twain, I think Justin Trudeau, even, the Prime Minister, Steve Nash, all the famous Canadians have already given her...
weighed in and said congratulations.
Give her little props, you know, of course. It's from one Canadian to another. But she wanted to hear from Drake, the sports six god. Looks like it finally happened. We have a clip.
Oh, Drake messaged me, by the way.
What did he say?
He's like, wait, let me read it. I'm actually having a conversation with him. This is unreal. He's like, here I am, smiley face, congrats. We are all so proud of you. I've been liking every post with you in it, LOL. I thought you'd see. I didn't. I was barely on social media. I was just posting things, but... yeah, that was cool. I don't even know what to reply to that. It's gonna take me a while. He has the scene message. Don't worry, I'm gonna answer. Yeah, I can't R-bomb him.
Oh, that's great. That's
okay.
Great. So yesterday I was at Hotel X, which is near the exhibition place.
Yeah.
And you know, it was the Jane Fonda L'Oreal event, which was great. We're moving from one, like our red carpet, up to, you know, the cinema where we were holding the event. And through the doors, coming out of the elevators, was Bianca.
Hey!
But we were kind of shepherded over to one side. So, I mean, not half of us, including myself, did not know that she was there. Like, she was kind of, like, busy, and we were busy. So George Pimentel, who takes all those great photographs on the red carpet, stopped her and said, "Hey, can I take a picture?" She said, "Sure." But, you know, we were just so focused on going to our next destination, I totally missed meeting her.
Ah.
That's too bad.
Is she
anyway,
tall? Or is she tall?
I didn't see her, but George said to me, "You just missed her."
Okay.
I went, damn. I wanted to say congratulations anyway. We'll get her in here at some point.
Yeah, Bianca, yeah. If you're awake, which you're not. No. If you are.
Yeah.
Chum's looking for you. And if the champagne poppy didn't recognize you on time, we'll bring you some champagne.
Well, how do you respond to Drake? That'll be it. She's got to do some thinking.
That's
here.
Good stuff. All right. Campaign promises, they are rolling in. Thank you so much to our future politicians that have just listened to the show.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I will get rid of traffic in our city. I love failed campaign promises. Thank you for that one. How do you plan on doing that? How do you plan on getting rid of traffic?
No, just throw it out there and see if it sticks, right? That's what they do.
And then you just say it with conviction. Yeah. I'm going to get rid of traffic.
I promise free coffee for everyone. This is my campaign.
Sorry. Oh.
Between 4 a.m. and 4:30.
Wait, what? Maryland.
That's it. I want to get the charge up the. Let's charge up the city of Toronto. Come on. You know, half the places aren't open.
All 20 of the people that are awake at that time?
Yeah, that's right. Listen, it's a campaign promise.
Okay. Another promise coming in on text. My promise would be to put cameras all over the highways and find out who's causing traffic. Then go to their houses and take away their licenses. Yes, I actually that's a promise I can get behind. No, get their licenses out of their hand.
Yeah, that sounds expensive.
Okay,
you didn't put your signals on today. Where I want your hand it over your license right now.
Yeah.
Can you?
Oh man, though, that would be great.
That'd be great.
It would be fun to be the person because you know how sometimes when somebody breaks the law or does something really rude on a highway, you wish where's the police officer when you need them. So being an officer who gets to knock on the door like. Hi, I'm here for the jerk.
You should be able to make citizens' arrests.
Yeah, that's right.
From the road, right? Yeah. How about my campaign promise for you? As your elected leader, I, Jamar McNeil, can assure you that I am the last American allowed in this beautiful nation. That's it. Borders closed. And I'm going to build that wall at the border. And you know who's going to pay for it? Canada's going to pay for it.
Canadians are like, where do we sign?
The money is being thrown at me.
Just kidding.
People are taking bricks out of their own house and taking
yeah.
the wall.
Oh, it's an ice wall like in Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Okay, well, cool. Well, good luck to our politicians.
Isn't there a big debate tonight in the States?
That's called the last year. Every day's been a debate. E-Talk Entertainment update this morning. We are joined by Lainey. Lainey, good morning.
Welcome to
the show. And Lainey knows everything that everyone's talking about. It's the time she starts the conversation.
That's right.
And well, the big conversation today seems to be this Shawn Mendes and Camila kiss.
You know when, okay, this might be a bad habit, but I wake up, I pick up my phone, and I just look and see what's trending on Twitter. And it's number one.
Oh, wow.
Hashtag Shawn and hashtag Camila
are
number one and two or whatever on Twitter. And it's because they decided to do this joke video of them, you know, because everybody wants them to kiss.
Yes.
And they keep teasing the kiss on stage during their performances. And then people have caught them kissing in real life, you know, out at a restaurant, and fans have videoed them kissing. And some fans and some people are saying that they kiss like fish, as in their kissing technique leaves something to be desired. So they did a play on that, I guess, for this video, and it was a horrible kiss. It was a deliberately gross, horrible kiss.
It was open mouth, tongue on forehead, almost like
it wasn't from even nose kissing. It was like eating each other's faces.
It was like two giraffes kind of going to town on each other's faces.
Yeah.
Oh, right?
Yeah. There was nothing hot about this, which was intentional. I get it. They wanted to have a laugh. I just don't know that anyone's laughing because I don't want to see that. They're too hot to be that gross. How about that?
Okay, are they trying to be funny?
I think they're trying to be funny.
Okay, they're trolling us.
But at the same time, I don't want to dump on them because I prefer this over all these celebrities who are like, I don't want to talk about my relationship. Yeah. Don't ask me. It's none of your business. I guess, to me, I'd rather this than the people who, when they get a question about romance and who they're dating, they run for the nearest dumpster and jump into it rather than talking to you about it.
True.
So at least Sean and Camila are out there and they're like, hey, we know what you're saying, so we'll give you more content. Thank you, Sean and Camila. Thank you.
It feels like the back of the school bus. Kiss, 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 all right?
Great.
I don't know what you're doing.
I don't want to dump on it.
Grade 8.
Okay.
Next up.
Okay, so this is a big one. On September 20th, so coming up in a week, that will be the 3-year anniversary of the day that Brad and Angelina announced that they were splitting up.
Mm.
In that time, since then, Brad Pitt has not been seen with their children. And there have been all kinds of rumors and speculation about why. Okay. And in particular, we're hearing that Maddox, their oldest son, wants nothing to do with his dad. Mm-hmm. Maddox is now studying in South Korea at Yonsei University. Angelina dropped him off. You have all probably seen that video.
We all talked about that.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so apparently a paparazzo ended up on campus the other day and started talking TMZ styles, sort of, to Maddox and said, hey, you know, are your siblings happy for you that you're in university? He's like, yeah, I think so. Then, is your dad going to come see you? And Maddox basically said, I don't know anything about that.
Yes, he did. He handled that.
Wow.
As well.
And
good.
Then the paparazzo said, is it true that you no longer have a relationship with your dad? And Maddox said, whatever happens, happens. Then he continued speaking to the pap about learning how to speak Korean, going to clubs, how he's enjoying his university life. It was very pleasant. So I don't want to put this out there like this is a person who was under duress. He seemed very comfortable speaking to a paparazzo. He also has grown up around paparazzi. His parents would have taught him, if you don't want to talk to the paps, you don't have to.
Right.
So this is an 18-year-old young man who made a choice to answer that question about his superstar father, even though there's been all this speculation about their relationship. I think you have to read into that a little bit.
Yeah. There's a lot that was said in what wasn't said.
Right, correct. Right. And why he chose to even acknowledge the question.
Exactly.
He could have kept walking. How many pop videos have we seen where celebrities just keep on walking?
Right. Well, he did not do that. Boy,
no.
He had it all together as a young man, I'm telling you.
Yes.
And that came out of nowhere because he was just minding his own business.
I know.
Lainey, we're going to see everything Tiff tonight on E! Talk at 7 o'clock on CTV. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too.
It's that time of year where things end in your relationship. Let me ask you a question. What's the best way to break up with you personally? I don't know if there's any really good way to break up with anyone, but I'm sure that we all have a way that we prefer to be broken up with.
Is there a way that you would like me to break up with you?
Yeah.
How would I do that so I know that it would...
How do you break up with me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Everyone has a breakup style and a style of how to receive that breakup.
Would you rather be like me saying,
hey, you know what? This isn't going anywhere. It's over, person to person. Would you like it over text, over the phone, over an Instagram message? What do you want?
You know what? However you do it, I would say just make it quick. I don't want a long, drawn out conversation about it. Just, you know, make it quick. Because if you're breaking up with me, chances are I felt it coming already. And, you know,
I was just going to say, did you see it coming?
Yeah, I don't know how you don't see it coming, okay. But there are people who get blindsided.
Sure.
Reason I ask is because something went viral the other day about a breakup that happened that clearly, I think he had the best intentions, but it didn't go very well. This guy tweeted that his roommate broke up with his girlfriend last night at a fancy restaurant. And she started bawling, really, really crying.
Oh, my heart.
But the problem is everybody in the restaurant thought that it was a proposal. So they get up and they start clapping. Now, I know what you're saying in the car. That jerk, how could... Listen, I think, just from experience, I think he had good intentions. I think what he was trying to do was at least give her like a... like a grand closing, like, hey, you know, we, you know, maybe we were together for 6 months or so, and I didn't want to just call you and you'd do it over the phone or send you a text because that would be really impersonal. I figured I really, really like you. It's just not working. Let's have some dinner. We could talk about everything, and I want to tell you face to face that this is probably our last time together. She, when he started the breakup, which was in the tune of something like, things have been different lately. After he said things have been different lately, she knew where it was going.
Yeah.
She started crying.
Right.
And then everyone thought it was a proposal.
Oh,
they clapping,
my. I can't even.
I know. It's messed up.
Oh, it's so messed up.
And she went to
my
the bath.
My heart is hurting right now.
She went to the bathroom sort of to like get herself together. And I guess a guy from another table came over to congratulate this person.
It's terrible.
And he was like, no, man, I'm breaking up with her.
So, when you ask, what's the worst that could happen? That's the answer right there in that situation.
I just don't think breaking up in a social area, I can see that so you can go home and go your separate ways because that's a neutral ground. But boy, that is, as we can see right now, asking for trouble.
But you, Marilyn, me and Kate were talking yesterday.
Tell me.
And it could go the other way. Imagine you break up with someone in private and they get like kind of crazy, maybe even violent.
Exactly. Yeah,
you know, so some breakups might need to happen in public.
Oh my God.
Yeah, some people have like a necessity for that. And then sometimes it's just someone's preference where they don't want it to be like a, because look, I've had friends where they break up with somebody, they do it in their house and they say it turns into a 3-4 hour long conversation of what went wrong and whatever, and they're like, you know what, there's no changing my mind, I just want to get this over with.
Yeah.
I broke up with a girl, I'll just fake her name. Her name is Monisha, quote, okay. Quote, like, she needed to be taken to Nathan Phillips Square. Like, real talk.
For personal safety reasons.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
With a bullhorn. Hey, this is the last one.
Hey, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.